Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about something that is more important than money, and I want to read to you from Acts chapter 3, verse 6, where we read this. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." You ever heard these words before? Hey, can you spare some change? What's the response we often give? We say, "Sorry, I don't have any." Now, when asking for coins or money, beggars are used to hearing, "Sorry, I don't have any." When Peter, in Acts chapter 3, looked down at an expectant beggar, a beggar who hoped that the lameness in his leg would move the temple goers to sympathy and generosity, he was hopeful to receive a few coins, but that lame man heard bad news from Peter. Peter told him, "Sorry, I don't have any money." Now, Peter said it like this, "Silver and gold I do not have." Peter didn't have any money, but he did have authority from Jesus to heal the sick. So Peter said, "What I do have, I give to you." Peter knew what it was like to have God use him to heal others because Jesus had trained him in this. You see that in Luke chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. Now, for some people to say those words, "Silver and gold I do not have," that's about the worst thing they could ever say in life. They feel that the church is in ruins if it has to say, "Silver and gold I do not have." But it is much worse if the church never has the spiritual power to say, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." There's a story. Look, maybe it's true, maybe it's not, but it's a story about a humble monk walking with a Roman Catholic cardinal at a time in the Middle Ages when the Roman Catholic Church was at its peak of power and prestige and wealth. The cardinal pointed to the opulent surroundings all around them, and with satisfaction, he said to the monk, "You know, we no longer have to say, 'Silver and gold I do not have.'" The monk nodded and replied, "But neither can you say, 'In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.'" When Peter and John gave that lame man no money, we might have heard him complain, "You don't care about me. You won't support me. Look at the mess I'm in." But Peter and John wanted something greater than supporting the man in his condition. They wanted to transform his life by the power of the risen Jesus Christ. Now, Peter had something to give to him. He said, "What I do have, I give you." Peter gave something of the power of Jesus to the lame man. But Peter couldn't give it unless he first had it in his own life. Many people want to be able to say, "Rise up and walk," without ever having received the power of Jesus themselves to transform their own life. Now, significantly, Peter did all of this in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Since Nazareth was a village of no importance, some people thought that it was an insult to emphasize that Jesus came from there. You know, it didn't really fit in with an image of success. But Peter didn't care, because he had something greater than a successful image, something greater than money. Peter had the power of Jesus in and through his life. So today, do you have the power of Jesus in and through your life?
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.